In the grand tapestry of existence, we've seen how human beings have sought to unravel the mysteries of the universe, you know, the mysteries of the oceans, the mysteries of the seas. And we've seen how through the process, humans have tried then to assert some sort of dominion or rulership over this beautiful world. And evidently, throughout history, we have witnessed how, you know, human beings have had the ability to build, you know, magnificent civilizations, you know, how they have made some groundbreaking scientific discoveries and achieved quite a number of things that actually seemed quite impossible. However, it's very essential to then, you know, acknowledge that despite these, you know, amazing scientific discoveries, despite, you know, these magnificent civilizations, we as human beings then still remain finite beings. We still remain finite beings with inherent limitations. You see, the Christian journey is quite a very interesting one, especially when you get an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. The journey then becomes even more interesting. You know, the more you dive into studying the Word of God, the more you seem to, you know, discover God through the pages of the Scriptures. The journey then just becomes very interesting. I know there are a lot of dynamics that then if you're not walking this journey, you might not be able to understand on this episode, but then I'll still try to make it relatable to everybody, you know, them that are then walking this Christian journey and them that are probably not even walking this journey, because pretty much what I'm going to say on this episode will be very much relatable to everybody, you see. So over the years, I've walked with God in my Christian journey. It's only now that I'm beginning to realize how that a lot of people have been making a lot of attempts. A lot of churches have been making a lot of attempts. It could be knowingly and also it could be unknowingly, you know, in trying to explain God beyond the Bible, you know. But one solemn truth that I've decided to hold on to, even as I get to bring out some of these thoughts, is that I don't think God is revealing himself to anybody now beyond the scripture narrative. Of course, there is then the understanding of scripture and the revelatory understanding of the scripture. But what I want to believe is that every revelation that you're going to get about God through the scriptures won't be anything different or beyond the scriptures. So in then trying to explain God beyond the scriptures, this is when you see, you know, people coming up with different ideas that don't exactly resonate with the narrative in the scriptures. And this also in turn fuels the spread of, you know, false doctrine, heresy, you see what I mean? Because then we are trying so hard to sound very different, in trying to sound very deep. You are almost buying in the temptation of then trying to explain God beyond the scriptures. Because you see, human beings have, you know, the ability to then, you know, coin different interesting statements. The human mind has the ability then to, you know, come up with very good ideas. This is why then you're seeing that it's the minds of the people that have walked the earth that have been able to bring about, you know, the civilizations that we've seen, you know, the scientific discoveries, you know, and quite a number of innovations. It's the human mind. So then you can see the power that the human mind has. So in trying to sound deep, in trying to sound, you know, however you want to put it, there is a very huge temptation to then try to explain God beyond the scriptures. And this always then results in the spread of wrong doctrines. So like I say, I don't think God is trying to reveal himself to anybody that is seeking for a relationship with him beyond the narrative that is in his holy word, the Bible. So the Bible says that God has exalted his word above his name. You know, this is how much respect God has on his own narrative. That's why I don't see that there could be any reason why then he would try to reveal himself to somebody different from the narrative of the scriptures. That's why any identity that you get of God from somebody, you want to check it against the narrative of the scripture. So if somebody is going to tell me this about God, you know, I want to make sure that that is not their own opinion. But if it's still their opinion, I want to check it against the scriptures, because then God is not revealing himself to anybody any different from the narrative of the scriptures. So God is not trying to reinvent himself to anybody. This is why I have high respect for scriptures, like, he's the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. He's the Alpha and Omega. It changes not, you know. It's not like man that it can change. God is the same from one generation to the next generation. And so his narrative still remains the same. So then you want to be careful enough that even as you then embrace what you would call a revelation, that revelation should not sound any different from the narrative of the scriptures, because then God is not trying to rewrite his narrative with this generation. And God is not trying to reinvent his will or reinvent his identity, you know, to this generation, and probably reinvent his identity to the next generation. The scripture says it remains the same from one generation to the next generation. He's the unchanging God. His will is unchanging. His purpose is unchanging. So we cannot explain God beyond the narrative that is in the Bible. So the only narrative that is then reliable, the only narrative that is reliable, is the scriptural narrative, not anything else. I have high regard for revelations, but revelations are not reinventions. So whatever revelation that you're gonna get about God, it will not be any different from what is in the scriptures. Matter of fact, I feel revelations are just, you know, a way to understand scripture a little bit more better. You know what I'm saying? Revelations should drive out wrong and false doctrines. Revelations are not a building block to, you know, a new a revised doctrine. So we see that especially in modern Christianity, there are a lot of people that then using what they are calling revelations to reinvent God's identity, to reinvent God's will. I said this because the human mind has the ability to make John 3:16 mean something different. You know, anybody can be creative about the meaning of John 3:16 and make it sound very sophisticated. But personally, I feel there's no way that John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son," you know, should mean any different as it reads. Because God did not present his word, his holy word, the Bible, as a code book or a coded book, you know, and then it leaves us with the hard work of then trying to decipher or trying to understand the codes. It then leaves us with that word to then train as programmers to be able to then read the codes. But God's narrative through the scriptures, through his holy word, is such a beautiful story of a beautiful God. And then if the Holy Spirit is going to help you to understand the scriptures, the Holy Spirit is not trying to make you see anything different from the scriptures. So you always want to be careful enough to always check what you're calling a revelation against the narrative of the scriptures. So your revelation should be in sync with the narrative of the scriptures. Or church, you always want to check whatever teaching that you're receiving in light with the narrative of the scriptures. Because then we see that there are a lot of men of God out there that are then just, you know, embracing the creativity of their minds, of their brains, to then, you know, make scriptures sound very, very different, you know, and to just suit the cultural setup, you know, make scriptures sound different just to suit the needs of the people, you know, to make scriptures sound different just to, you know, sound very smart. But it is our responsibility as the people that are sitting and hearing some of these teachings and check them against the narrative of the scripture. Say, is this what God is saying? Is this what the scriptures are saying? Or this is man trying to reinvent the scripture? Is this man trying to reinvent the identity of God. So it's very imperative that if you're walking this Christian journey, you take time to then study the Word of God yourself. You understand the narrative of the scripture, so that then if you're going to sit and listen to somebody teach, somebody preach, whatever they're going to say, you're going to, you know, check them against the narrative of the scripture, because God's word is the only true word. If you're a believer, if you're a Christian, you understand what I'm saying. God's word is true. God's word is unchanging. So if then God's word is unchanging, and if God is unchanging, no way should a revelation sound like reinvention of the identity of God. You know, you see people coming up with pretty funny names about who God is. God this and that. God this and that. But man, I ain't seen that name in the scripture. I ain't seen that name in the scripture, you know. So I don't know what you mean when you call God that. You know what I'm saying? It's not necessary, really. But then you see this going on in a lot of churches. God this, you know. God that name, you know what I mean? God that. I know you've heard a lot of that stuff going around in these churches. But let's work with the identity that is in the scripture. We know him as Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shammah. Those are the names that I'm going to find in the scriptures. Jehovah Overdue, Jehovah this and that. Man, I ain't read none of that stuff in the Bible, you know. Jehovah Oversized, Jehovah Over this and that. Man, I ain't seen that stuff in the Bible. You know, that's your idea. You know, that's your idea of what God is. But that's not what scripture is saying, you know. So you want to be careful enough that even as you get this personal revelation of God, it's in light of the scripture, man. Because, you know, a lot of people then go like, I want to find God for myself, you know. I want to understand who God is all by myself. Yes, that's all right. I want to get a personal revelation of who God is. But I promise you, you getting a personal revelation of God is not you coming up and saying, it's Jehovah Overdue, right? No, it's not Jehovah Overdue, man. You know, it's Jehovah Jireh. God shall supply all my needs, you know, according to his riches and glory. Eh? That scripture ain't telling me then to give him a name as Jehovah Overdue, you know. A lot of these names, like, I just can't seem to remember a lot of them, but I've heard of a lot of this stuff around. But then we want to be very careful enough that even as we embark on this journey to then discover God, on this journey to then get a personal revelation of who God is, we always make sure that whatever personal revelation that we get of this God is in perfect sync with his holy word. Whatever revelation I'm going to get of who God is, I want to check it against his word. And if I don't find it reflecting in his word, then maybe that could just be my idea of who God is. So your idea of who God is very different with the identity of God according to the scriptures. And what matters is not your idea of who God is. What matters is what the scriptures then say God is. So if the scripture says, is God my provider, work with that. If you're gonna get a personal revelation of what that means, then it should always be in sync and not any different from the meaning of God, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shammah. We're not coming up with different names now and then pass them to the next generation. I ain't seen no Jehovah Overdue in the scriptures. I ain't seen that. So God is not trying to reinvent his will, and God is not trying to reinvent, and God is not trying to reinvent his purpose. And God is not trying to reinvent his identity. But every revelation that you're going to get, it should always be in perfect sync with the narrative of the scripture.
Thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you've not subscribed to the I Believe podcast, go to Apple Podcast, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.